So I got a little bit of time going back to the crib. So let me see if I can explain this. You know, I wanted to do a second video. Everything is deja vu. But I've got a lot to talk about. But let me just hit that real quick. Everything happened at the cross. It was already written, his words forever settled in heaven. The script, the scripture, your script, it's already written. Somebody went before you and somebody went after you. So it's always a everything's deja vu. I mean, I don't know how to explain it unless you just have a revelation of it, that every time you lay your head down, that's deja vu. You did that before. Every time you eat, deja vu. You've already done that. Every time you go to work, deja vu. Every time you tie your shoes, deja vu. I think I've done this before. When you start to live in that mindset, you see past time. Every conversation you've ever had, somebody's already said it, and you probably said it and don't remember, you know. Everything is deja vu. Now, moving on to something else. The fact that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, right? A plan, it's already written down, a plan, preconceived plan, purpose, before positioned, pose, before purpose, purpose, it was already positioned in place. But the fact that somebody has a blueprint or a plan means it's a construct. It's already constructed. And he's doing everything he can to pull you into that purpose and plan. And you just have to agree with him and submit and go with the flow, you know. Because it's already scripted. Are you going to follow it or not? That's the question. So if it's a construct, it's a simulation. And you know it's a simulation because anything that's temporary is simulated. When you go to work and they say, hey, I want you to do that training class. It's a sim. I need you to, you know, when you learn to do the CPR, I forget what they call it. It's that you do the CPR on a dummy, you know. It's a simulation, simulated situation, not real, but there is a real. But right now we're in the shadow of the real. We're in the shadow of the real. So I'm probably going to hit four or five things and try to tie them all together and show you how it all fits. Okay, so the next thing is you can predict the future really easy because you have the scriptures. The Bible says God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. So you knew a long time ago that the AI was coming on the scene. It was in the movies. The Machine Man, you knew that was coming. The robot, the Machine Man, you knew it was on the way. Frankenstein, Machine Man, depends on how old you are. Notice they did an updated Frankenstein movie. Why do they keep repeating the same stuff? Because it's a prophecy of what's going to happen. So God made man upright and then he sought out many inventions, right? And so man, can man rule himself? That's how, that's what the USA was started on, right? Can man rule himself? What happens when man is trying to live without God? He has to invent stuff to make life easier, and eventually what happens is it leads to a machine man or an AI robot hive mind, the Borg. It's obvious. You can see the future because it's actually happening right now. It actually happened in Genesis 3. The reason they ran to Lucifer is because Lucifer's giving them all this technology, right? But it's a trap. The more technology we have, unless you're aware of it, the more technology they put you under, the more you're in a trap. You can't live without your phone. You can't live without the internet. You can't live without a car. So man made a car. He made a phone. That's the 666 being encroaching upon you. Every time man invents something, it's an encroachment because man is trying to rule himself without God. And everybody's doing it. Everybody wants an easier life. Everybody wants it easier, you know. But when they get so good at creating stuff, inventing stuff, they forget God and they destroy themselves in the process. I mean, look at the news lately about plastic bottles in your forever chemicals in your body because of plastic containers. Everything you carry around is in plastic, you know. Forever chemicals. So everything that man does to make life easier, it also destroys him, and it also takes him away from God, and he thinks he's a God, and that's the whole shebang. That's why you can see the future, because so eventually what's going to happen, I'll tell you what's going to happen, they're going to have men and women and children sitting in a little box with a VR headset, not getting any exercise, not getting any vitamin D, separated from the land, tied into a machine, and eventually the 666 will be in the forehead and the hand. And really, I believe if they have the technology right, they could probably read your brain waves from your hand to your brain. It's all connected, right? And so mankind will be reading your brain waves, even from not only a headset on your head or embedded in your forehead, but in your hand. And that's why if somebody's saved, they got to cut their head off because they don't want the gospel to go out into the hive mind, you know. Because if one person thinks it, the whole shebang, the whole hive, the Borg, everybody thinks it. So they got to, just like they censor us now for speaking the truth, they got to cut your head off. If you start to think the truth, you know, if you speak the truth, they can already read thoughts. We're approaching singularity, so the singularity is actually here if you can see it. I can actually see that it's already here. It just hasn't appeared yet. It's already gone. It happened in Genesis 3. Hath God said, you can be your own God. The singularity started in Genesis 3, but it just keeps evolving and revealing how deep this rabbit hole goes. And so, if you can't see it, I'm sorry, but it's funny how the Bible said it. God made man upright, but he saw many inventions. What do you do in your car? You sit down. What do you do with your phone? You sit down and scroll through your phone. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. Whether it's the tools you use, whether it's the phone, it's all these tools. And so man can sit down or lay down more and be lazy instead of moving the body around. These little cubicles, people sit in the cube and it's killing them and they don't even know it. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. So there's your prophecy right there, that it's going to just keep going. More inventions, more inventions, more inventions. I used to be a person who wanted to have inventions, but God slowed me down, stopped me, and I couldn't figure it out. And I always wanted to learn the program, but I never got there. God's, every time I started to tie into the digital world, God always stopped me. So always, every time I took a job where I sit in the office cubicle looking at blueprints or designing, I went kind of crazy. I had to get out of that office, go back to working with my hands, you know, walking around, working with my hands. Long story short, the devil wants you weak. The devil wants you dependent. God wants you strong. You know, you can dig a hole, build a fence, build a house, whatever. God wants you to be strong. Let me add another item, and then I'll try to tie them all together. So this hit me like a ton of bricks today. I thought, well, why is everything about memory? Why do they want you to have memories of holidays and memories of family? And, you know, Abraham left his family, left the Ur of the Chaldees and went and did what God called him to do, you know. Why do they want you to have all these memories and holidays and birthdays and all that stuff? Why do they want you listening to their music? And see, when you meditate on the Bible, you're meditating on eternal truths. When you're singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, you're singing to an eternal God, eternal truths, worship, you know. Take up, those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. So when you, the Bible says, set your affections on things above. So as I always thought, because no matter what woman you dated or married to, they always wanted you to have some kind of emotional attachment someday, some holiday or Valentine's Day or somebody's birthday, or they wanted to go with, you know, oh, there's a football game. It's like, what do you mean? And even before I saw the code, I remember one time my ex, she said, do you think, which basketball team you think would win, your college or my college? It's like, I looked at her like, she knew it got on my nerves because I don't even follow sports. It's like, when I was younger, I liked the Cowboys and all that, football, and played soccer in high school and all that stuff. But I got to the point where I saw the repeat before I knew what it was. And so, why do they want you to have a memory? Like computers have memory. Why do they want memories? Because they don't want you having your affections above. They want you having emotional attachment below. Set your affections above, not below. Because those memories... Okay, let's say you're married. You were born in a family that was... The bloodline was... They were unsaved people. And so they want you to have these memories. Remember when we did this? And we're talking, and those things stick with you for a long time until you break them. But it's like, they don't want you to grow spiritually. And when I say they, the archons, the fallen angels, or the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, the hive mind, the people who are lost, they want, like, even a narcissist or a Jezebel. So let's say you dated a narcissist and they were playing games, you know, a player or whatever they call themselves. And you say, I'm not, you're a liar. And then 2 weeks they go away and come back and say, well, remember all the good times we had? Remember all the memories? To try to get back in. So that's what the devil does. The devil don't want you to set your affections above, but set your affections below. And so I was thinking about it today, and I'll do another video on this because it's really deep. It's really, I'm still, the revelation of this is just off the roof. So it's a copy machine that we're in. The simulation is God is making copies of Jesus. But the devil wants you to make copies of the flesh, the world, the flesh, probably life. So the devil wants to put these memories in and bombard your brain with music of the world, bombard you with memories down here to hold you back from your destiny, from your calling, from your goal, from your whatever you want to call it. Let's say you have it could be a career goal or something. These memories are like embedded in you to hold you back. Get up out of bed. Yeah, but when I was a kid, I remember sleeping late with the air conditioner running. I think I'll just sleep because that brings back good memories of when I was a kid, you know. No, get up out of bed. Forget those memories. It's not even real. It don't even exist. You were a child then. Why are you going back to those kind of memories? That's just one little example of what I'm talking about. You can figure out your own examples. But these memories are to hold you back from your destiny, your calling, setting your affections above, worship. It's to keep you tied into the material realm and matter. And 99% of the people will be mad at me. They won't be able to accept this. But think about Eve. That was the perfect example of how the devil will get in. So the Bible says she runs from house to house speaking things she ought not. She's already turned aside unto Satan, you know. And so a lot of this trauma, a lot of this Facebook, this fake social media stuff, it's all to throw an image in your mind to think somebody over there, oh, well, if I was with that person, I'd be happy. No, you just saw an image. You saw a fake image. You saw a miniature snapshot of their world, which is not even real, because you didn't have to deal with them and their attitude and everybody's got some idiosyncrasies, so you wouldn't have to deal with that every day, you know. So how do I tie it all together? The devil wants you tied to memories down here. What were the other things I was saying? The singularity, the 666, the hive, everything is deja vu. Yeah, so you can see the future because it's already happened, but you can see how man is moving towards that singularity because he wants to be his own God, and the Bible is clear. It tells you what's going to happen before it happens. And so everything is already written. It's already clear, and it's already scripted and already known. God already knew that man would try to live without him, you know. Got this guy over here drunk, leaning on this girl drunk, like, I don't know if they're fighting or, anyway, I'm at the grocery store, but she's carrying a baby now. How many people have carried babies? It repeats. It's a repeat, people. It's a deja vu. But you can, if you really meditate on it and ask God to show you, you'll find out that all these devices that the devil's allowed, all these devices are to keep you stuck in the terrestrial mindset instead of the spiritual mindset. These terrestrial thoughts instead of the spiritual. To keep you stuck in some kind of stronghold pattern instead of freedom. What time y'all close? 10?
10 o'clock.
If they can keep you stuck in a stronghold, you know, they win. Talking about the Archons. Who is the... That's another thing I want to talk about eventually, but the ubiquitous they, who are they? The ubiquitous they are the Archons. And these patterns that they put in from your family, from your childhood and all that, the ubiquitous they, which are the Archons, trying to keep you thinking about stuff down here via the memory, via the trauma and so forth.